Order of Legislative Management. Congratulations to all of you. Is there anyone missing?
Beckman.
Would you start by calling the roll?
Senators Armstrong.
Present.
Heckman. Holmberg.
Here.
Klein.
Here.
Oban.
Here.
Scheibel.
Here.
Excuse me. Sorvog.
Here.
Heckman.
Here.
Wardner.
Here.
Representatives Blue.
Here.
Carlson.
Here.
Devlin.
Here.
Hogan.
Here.
LaFleur.
Here.
Lauzer.
Here.
Mock.
Here.
Schmidt.
Here.
Seibel.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Okay, we have an agenda that you have received. The first item is election of Legislative Management Chairman. Nominations are open. Representative Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to nominate Representative Al Carlson for Chairman of Legislative Management.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to second.
Okay. We have a nomination. Any other nominations?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to nominate Senator Ray Holmberg.
Second.
Okay, we have... are there any other nominations?
Mr. Chairman, does it take a majority to win?
Yes.
Okay. If there are three people running, does it take a majority?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We will have Jim call the roll.
Okay, Senators Armstrong.
Holmberg.
Heckman.
Holmberg.
Holmberg?
Oh, Holmberg.
Klein.
Holmberg.
Oban.
Holmberg.
Scheibel.
Holmberg.
Sorvog.
Holmberg.
Wardner.
Holmberg.
Representatives Blue.
Carlson.
Devlin.
Carlson.
Hogan.
Holmberg.
LaFleur.
Carlson.
Lauzer.
Carlson.
Mock.
Holmberg.
Schmidt.
Carlson.
Seibel.
Carlson.
10-7 for Holmberg.
Okay, I guess I won. Thank you very much, and thank you, Al. I know, but I didn't see you either.
Oh, I guess we're equal.
Okay, now the nominations are open for Legislative Management Vice Chairman. Senator Heckman.
I'd like to
nominate. Okay, we have a nomination of Hogan.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I would nominate Representative Al Carlson.
Second.
And a second by Seibel. Any other nominations? If not, would you call the roll, please, on the election of Management Vice Chair?
Senators Holmberg.
Carlson.
Armstrong.
Carlson.
Heckman.
Hogan.
Klein.
Carlson.
Oban.
Oban.
Scheibel.
Carlson.
Sorvog.
Carlson.
Wardner.
Carlson.
Representatives Blue.
Carlson.
Carlson. Devlin.
Carlson.
Hogan.
Hogan.
LaFleur.
Carlson.
Lauzer.
Carlson.
Mock.
Hogan.
Schmidt.
Carlson.
Seibel.
Carlson.
Representative Carlson will be the vice chair. Now would you pull out, I hope you have your calendars or have a general idea of what... The first meeting... generally is some weeks away, and at that time the Legislative Management puts together the studies that are going to be made, and early it's been changed slightly, but there were 8 mandatory studies, and there were 41 optional studies. There might be a few more as they go through the bills at the end of the session. It's down quite a bit, total number. So, talk about history and how much time, why there has to be a time lag.
Mr. Chairman, members of the legislative management, typically what we do is wait 3 weeks, roughly after the end of the session, for the initial meeting to allow bills to be processed, vetoes, that kind of thing. And then the subsequent meeting would be around 2 weeks after that. And for that second meeting, we send a survey in between those dates of legislators asking which committee they want to be on. So that takes some time to send those and compile the results. But basically, 3 weeks out would be the week of the 22nd of May, and then 2 weeks after that would be June 5th, that week. That's just the general kind of...
The week of the and we want to try to accommodate everyone, but with 17 people, sometimes it's impossible. But 25th, that in the range that works for many people, most people, okay, head shaking no. And the week of the, how about the 18th, or is that too early, or what were the, okay, that week is gone. 31st. No, there was a whole bunch of nods, no nods. 31st. Oh, Memorial Day is the 29th. Yeah. Here or in Arizona?
After that initial meeting, yeah. We need about a couple of weeks, roughly, maybe a little quicker.
No,
but
from today till when you actually have
well,
ready.
3 weeks would, but this is outside that 3 week window, so it wouldn't be a problem.
It would or wouldn't be?
Would not be a problem. That's only a week from Monday.
Is the 31st
works for me?
Does it work?
Yeah.
It appears to be most could go, so that, oh, okay. You're okay with that, Corey. Okay. Let's set the meeting then on the 31st. Yes. Sometimes we have to give things up. What time?
9 o'clock, or you want to start at 10? We can do it at 10.
Will the council send to all members the studies once that whole list has been put together so they have that to ignore and forget at home? But 9 or 10 o'clock, depends upon what time you want to leave. 10 o'clock? Then a number of people can drive in that morning, and it makes it a lot. Okay, let's do 10 o'clock on the 31st of May.
No, I want to sit and watch you do it.
Okay, let's do the other date, and then we'll go out and brag on what we did. Or, what do they say in Magruder's? Point with pride, or some will view with alarm what we did. A couple of weeks later?
Roughly.
Roughly. Are you talking about the week of the 6th, 7th, 8th?
Correct.
The winner is the one that just says the date, and then we...
I can't do the 7th.
Okay. 6th, a Tuesday?
Yeah, that's a week. That's just a week.
Oh, okay.
I think we got to be like the 13th of June.
Yeah, good catch.
13th of June, that's a Tuesday.
13th of June? This is the second meeting.
Oh, I was just having trouble getting the first one. Just slow down a little bit.
Yeah, Jim will send out the minutes, and that'll have all that in here.
I got it set for 7 p.m. on the 31st. I'm rolling along here.
10 a.m. also works, I think, for a lot of people who drive in. Oh, we need to start earlier. That's the meeting where we set up the entire structure. That takes more time. So let's do 9 o'clock on the 13th. Okay, that's the end of the agenda. Thank you much. Look forward to working with you all over the next 20 months. The meeting is over.